I'd like to discuss today some halachas that negate the Kriyas HaTorah, which comes up every Shabbos and also Mondays and Thursdays. Chazal were misakin, and it really goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that we should read from the Torah 3 times a week, on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, so that we should not go 3 days without Torah. And Ezra later on was misakin how that we should read it with 3 aliyahs, 10 psukim, as was also misakin to read Shabbos by Mincha. But the takan of reading it on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, was also niskanai de Moshe Rabbeinu that we should read from the Torah, the Inyana de Yoma. And it's also brought down that when we read from the Torah, the Rishonim bring that when we read from the Torah Shabbos in the morning, it's like a Kabbalah Satorah of that Pasha. We're receiving that Pasha again. It's like a Maimon HaSinai. And that's why a lot of the halachas that we find in the Kriyas HaTorah have to do with the way it was set up by Kabbalah HaTorah, as we'll see. So the Kriyas HaTorah begins. The Chazan takes the Sefer Torah out from the Aron, where the Chazan should hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand, and this is true also for a lefty, unless he's worried about dropping the Sefer Torah if his right hand is too weak to hold the Sefer Torah, then he should hold it in his left hand. But otherwise, you hold it in your right hand. And then, when the Sefer Torah is being brought to the Aron, we always go to the right. So if there's 2 ways to go, right or left, he walks towards the right, what's in front of him, to the right. And as the Sefer Torah is being brought to the Aron, whoever passes, the people that passes by in front of them, they should take a few steps behind it. It's covered for the Sefer Torah. Some have the minig to even kiss the Sefer Torah if it passes in front of them, but at least to take a few steps behind it. When opening the Aron HaKodesh, so on Shabbos and Yontif, and during the weekday, we begin with Vayhi Ben Tzayi Aron. On Shabbos Yontif, there's more psukim. And most places have the minig to say Brich Shmei, which is a piece from Zoya, which is the Yisrael Cherish Avodah writes how chashuv this piece is. At the time when the Aron HaKodesh is open, it's a Eis Ratzon, special time for Tefillah. And the piece of Brich Shmei has also a tremendous chashivas. It's good to understand what we're saying in Brich Shmei, the Tefillah. Yisrael Cherish Avodah goes so wide to say that if you're in the middle of Burachum Tachnon or Psukizim, maybe you could say Brich Shmei. However, Halacha L'maaseh, we don't go with that point. Halacha L'maaseh, if someone's in the middle of Psukizim, or even in the middle of Burachum, but it's a Monday, Thursday, in the middle of Burachum, he does not interrupt to say Brich Shmei. One could say Brich Shmei until the Sefer Torah, until they open the Sefer Torah, he still could say Brich Shmei. But we won't interrupt in the middle of Barachim or Pesukei Zimra. On Shabbos, the Chazan says, Shema Yisrael, Echad Elokeinu Galu. So the minig in many places is that the Chazan, when he says the word Shema and Echad and Galu, he lifts the Sefer Torah a bit. And by Echad and Shema, he says it facing the people. And when saying Galu, he turns towards the Aron and bows. Not all places are nearly like this, but I think this is the general minik, that by Galu they turn back towards the Aron and he bows a little. But by Echad and Shema, the people of the Kal, they respond to it, they answer to the Chazan, but Galu not. Then we come to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gabbai is brought down, the Gabbai should call up. Our minik is the Ramah. That the Gabbai calls up the Oyla by his name, and not just to point to the person and tell him to come up, but he calls him up by his name, the son of his father. If he's calling up his own father, so he says Yamid Avi, and then says the name. That's covered for his father. And the Oyla, the one that gets the Aliyah, should walk up to the Torah in the shortest way. If there's 2 ways to get there, he should try to go the shortest way. If both ways are the same, then he goes towards the right. The Chatchila, one should wear a talis, and by Mincha on Shabbos, In some places they're makel. It's not clear why, but became many by mincha b'Shabbos to be makel. But avada b'chatchilo would be proper to wear the house. That's covered for the Sefer Torah. You're wrapped in something. It's in your vachna. For sure, one should be wear a hat, or if he doesn't have a hat, put the towel over his head. It's Indian of covered for the Sefer Torah. When a person gets aliyah, he should hold on to the Sefer Torah with two hands. He holds on to the Atzei Chaim. You see some people hold on to it with their talis, because there's halacha, you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your hands. To touch the klaf, we don't touch with our hands unless we need to fix something up. But we don't touch the klaf. So some are makbir not even to touch the Atzei Chaim, the handles that there is to the Sefer Torah. However, the general meaning is that we do touch. So the one that gets aliyah holds on to the two Atzei Chaim with both hands, each one on one Atzei Chaim, and he makes the bracha. And the bracha has to be said loud enough that 10 people could hear it. At least 10 people here, because it's a Dovah Shebekdusha. A Dovah Shebekdusha needs to be said with 10 people. Baruch Hu, right? Baruch Hu is the Dovah Shebekdusha. And at the same time, there's different minhagim of what to do. In other words, there's a chashash over there. One may think that if you're looking in the Sefer Torah, as you're saying Baruch Hu, making the brachas, it seems like the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. So therefore, either he closes his eyes, or he turns to the side and reads the brachas from what's written, or even if it's not written, he turns to the side and he says the brachas, turn to the side. There are those that have the meaning to turn to the left side, Dafka, because the left is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's either those two, either. Or another meaning is to close the Sefer Torah. But I think a lot of Ashkenazis like to leave the Sefer Torah open, not to close it. B'shas the bracha, you leave it open, and either you turn to the side and make the bracha, or you close your eyes when making a bracha. And when you say Baruch Hu, you bow your head a little, you bow a little, and then you say Baruch Hu, and then the kal answers Baruch Hashem and Vayrach. And then the oyla, the one that got the aliyah, also responds with Baruch Hashem and Vayrach. And the one that gets the lead, either you should say it with the kal, or at least start it while the kal is saying it, because to say it together with the kal, and then he ends off the Baruch Hashem Baruch afterwards. But then he makes the bracha of Ashabach Abanu, and the kal answers Amen. And when saying Venasal Nas Terasa, he raises the Torah a little. Then B'shas the Kriya, he removes his left hand, and he continues to hold on with his right hand. The Balkaira begins to read, and the Oila reads with him quietly. Now, before the Oila gets the Aliyah, the Balkaira will show the Oila where he's reading from. He's going to show him where he's reading from. At least he should know the Amud or the In, or where it's. Where he's being read from, because the bracha is being chal on that. So those are the din of the oila. Okay, well, chazrov beez Hashem again next week, the Rashi Prakim, and we'll go further with some other halachas that I know you're doing Kriyas HaTorah. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.